Thank you. All right.
Is this on?
Good evening. Good evening. Welcome to Calvary Chapel St. George. Welcome to Paw Night. How are you guys doing tonight?
Good.
Good to see you guys here. So we are blessed to have Caesar and Melody up here from Mexico, and they're here to bless us with some worship. Yeah. So without too much further introduction, I'm just going to pray, and then we'll get right into worship. Lord God, thank you for tonight. We thank you for the blessing that it is to have Melody and Caesar here leading us in a time of worship, God. As they serve out on the field, they come back to their home church and serve, and we are super grateful for that. I pray that you would just bless this night, that we would hear the work that's going on in Mexico, the work that you're doing on the mission field, Lord, and it would spur us on, it would encourage us, and we would come alongside them and encourage them as well, God. So we thank you for tonight. We pray that your will would be done, and in Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen.
Amen.
All right, if you guys would, please stand up, and we'll get right into worship.
Who am I to the highest King will welcome me? I was lost, but he brought me in. Oh, his love for me. Oh, his love for me.
Am I? No, then I. Lost, but he brought me in. Oh, his love for me. Oh, his love for me. Oh, the sun sets free. Oh, it's free indeed. I'm my child of God. Yes, I am. Libre soy, Él me rescató. Su gracia en mí. Aun siendo yo un pecado, Él murió por mí. Él murió por mí. Libre soy en Él. Libre en Él. Soy hijo de Dios. Si lo soy. Y en tu casa, Dios, si te hay para mí, soy hijo de Dios, si lo soy. Y escogido, perdonado. Soy quien dices que soy. Vas conmigo a mi lado. Yo soy quien dices que soy. I am chosen, not forsaken. I am who you say I am. You are for me, not against me. I am who you say I am. The sun sets free. Oh, it's free indeed. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. In my Father's house, there's a place for me. I'm a child of Yes, I am. In my Father's house, there's a place for me. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. Tú das vida, eres amor, tú das vida.
corazones y huesos cantarán.
You turn around and greet one another before we take a seat. Well, listen, tonight we have a special night planned. For those of you who are joining us and may not know, but every first Wednesday of the month, we try to keep this consistent where we have an opportunity to care for our workers that are out on the field. And so we call this night Paul Night, Pray Around the World. And it's an opportunity for us to lift up all of our workers in the different places that God has planted them. And as we meet, sometimes we have the privilege and the blessing of having our workers home with us. And so sometimes it's great to have technology, but how many of you have ever experienced that technology can be also a pain, right? We have a video call set up, and then the person on the screen is like this, and then it freezes, and it just goes bad, right? But tonight we have them here in person, and so Caesar and Melody are going to share with us tonight the things that God's doing. But before we do that, I have a portion of scripture that I want to share with you, because it is important for us to see how we want to stay true to the Word of God and what we do and why we do what we do. And so turn your Bibles, if you have them, to Acts chapter 14. If you do not have a Bible and you would like to follow along, we got George in the back who's good at running, and so he'll make sure you get one if you need one. Just raise your hand if you'd like to follow along. Everyone got a Bible tonight? Awesome. Praise the Lord. All right, Acts chapter 14. Let's all stand out of reverence. I'm just going to read a couple of verses. Beginning in verse 26, it says, "From there they sailed to Antioch, where they had been commended." to the grace of God for the work which they had completed. Now when they had come and gathered the church together, they reported all that God had done with them and that he opened the door of faith to the Gentiles. And so they stayed there a long time with the disciples. Lord, we thank you again for your word and the blessing that we have tonight to rejoice. As you are moving here within St. George, Lord, you're moving across our world. You're doing amazing things in and through other churches, other believers, Lord, who have a calling in their life. And we get tonight to experience this as we hear of the testimonies and of the things that you're doing there in Mexico. And so we are blessed and more. We want to hear, God, exactly the things that are on your heart for us here as a church. And so we are thankful that we can be a part of the Great Commission. We're thankful that we can partner with Caesar and Melody and many others, Lord. And so tonight, to you be all the glory, because you are the one who puts giftings and callings in our lives. And so we want to say thank you, Jesus, for allowing us to be a part of this. And it's in your precious name I pray. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. So one of the things that I want to share with you, why tonight is special, and one of the things that I can recall whenever Maurice and I had the opportunity to come home on a furlough after being out on the mission field for, you know, a couple of years, that you get a chance to not only meet with the churches that support you, and they become family. You know, one of the most amazing things is that this is exactly how Maurice and I were introduced to Calvary Chapel St. George, because Pastor Rick's heart was to support workers as they went out into the field. And when he heard about our family, he invited us up here to do what we're getting ready to do tonight, to share vision, to share what God's stirring in our hearts. And then we just, it's history. Like, I mean, it's amazing to think that in 98 was the first time that we ever stepped foot in, not in this church building, but in this church. And how God just brought this whole story around to where now I get the privilege of serving as the senior pastor. But it's nights like this that we want to rejoice because God is moving. I hope and pray that you would get excited about the things that God is not only doing with us here in St. George, but we are playing a part in building for God's kingdom in Mexico, in England, in Thailand, in North Africa, and again, wherever else God would send us to go. And so in this passage, Paul and Barnabas had just finished their first missionary journey. Now, if you go back throughout chapter 13 and 14, it tells you about all the different locations that they traveled to. Some of them received the gospel. There's one particular portion, I think it's in verse 19, where it says that they actually dragged Paul out of the city and stoned him, supposing he was dead, right, for preaching the gospel. And then as soon as they left there, they went into another town. And sure enough, as soon as they finished, Paul had this great idea. Hey, let's go back to all the places that persecuted us, and let's encourage the church. Let's go and strengthen the believers. We want to go and encourage them to remain in the faith, but we also want to go and share with them the hardships that can happen. They shared the praise reports, they shared the encouragement, and then they shared, hey, there's going to be much tribulation before we enter into the kingdom of God. So they shared real, raw stories. I'm pretty sure Paul told them about how he got stoned and how many rocks hit him. But afterwards, as they did that, the churches were strengthened. They were encouraged. They heard the stories. They heard what God was doing. And then they made it all the way back to their sending church, their home church. And as they arrived there, it says that the church gathered together and they had an opportunity to report. But I want you to notice this. Report all that God had done. And I love this about the Apostle Paul. I love this about every single one of our workers who have come home and testified. It's not us. It's what God is doing in and through us. And this is what is exciting, because God is using ordinary people for his purpose. And we all play a part in this. But again, tonight's testimony, tonight what we get an opportunity to hear, yes, Caesar and Melody live in Mexico where they have some of the best tacos, right? Some of the best burritos. But they're going to be honest with you. They're going to share some praise reports. They may share some struggles. They're going to be real with you. They're not here pretending to be somebody that they're not. They're just going to share with you all that God is doing in them and through them. And guess who gets all the glory? God. That's why we're here. This is why it's such a privilege to be a part of the work that they're doing. And again, we get to hear that firsthand tonight. And so as they're here, another blessing that you may not catch in these verses, but when it says that they stayed there a long time with the disciples, another prayer of ours and the way that we operate here in this church is that not only when our workers come home, but as they're here for a duration of time, that we would come along their side and be a blessing to them, to do whatever we can to help their stay, be as refreshing as possible. And so you have the opportunity to hear, sit tonight, glean from what God is doing. And if the Lord puts it upon your heart, introduce yourself to them. And as you meet them, if God gives you some extra time and you want to invite them out for coffee or, a Happy Meal at McDonald's, whatever, invite them. And if their schedule's open, they would love to share more stories with you about what God is doing. But we get to do that as a family. And this is what I will share very transparent, that this church, from the time that even Maurice and I were missionaries, how much this church cares. This is an amazing body here. And it takes more than just one person to do it. But every single one, as you are touched by the Lord and you walk in obedience to what he's asking of you, then we can do great things for the kingdom of God. And we're seeing it happen. And so I share that with you tonight because I want us to not only give Caesar and Melody a big welcome, but I want us for the time that they're going to be here, which is another week or week and a half. And so as they're here and you see them around church, please love on them as well as the other workers that we have here visiting us right now. And so we can't mention them because we're live streaming tonight. I saw the nervous look over on the corner. You don't see me. But anyways, let's all welcome Caesar and Melody. Come on up. That one's for you.
It don't work for me, so.
Okay. Well, I'm Caesar. This is my wife, Melody, and we both serve at the Awaken Discipleship and Training Center. And I've been there for 6 years now, and my wife has been there for 5 years. But we understand that a lot of people don't know who I am and don't know who she is, so she's going to explain who she is and how she got there.
So I'm Melody, and I, like Caesar said, I've been serving there as full-time staff for 5 years. When I was senior year of high school, I went on a mission trip that this church does every other month, and God just totally grabbed my heart for the people there and for the different ministries there, and so God completely put every single piece for me to be able to go to the training center and serve as an intern for almost a year. And so after that year, I came back and I told Pastor Rick, okay, I'm ready. Let's send me. I want to be a missionary. And he was like, let's wait a second. You're not ready. You don't have finances. You don't know anybody at the church. And I'm like, okay, fine. You're right. And so that whole year I became an intern here at the church. I helped set up these circles. I helped set up the chairs, and then Pastor Steve would have to do them again because I messed them up. And so I served here. I got to know a lot of people, and I was able to raise support to be able to be sent out as a missionary. And then at the end of that year, in February 2018, this church sent me out, and I'm able to serve at the training center. So what I do is I do all the accounting, which is really hard, and it's really fun, I guess. but somebody needs to do it, and so I'm willing to do that. And so I help in accounting. Administrative stuff is kind of like my thing. I like being in the background and just kind of helping getting everything ready. And I also, what else do? Oh yeah, I help guide. I help plan for teams that come. Me and Caesar kind of tag team it. I'm the one calling the Americans, and he's the one calling the Mexicans, just to kind of get everything ready and set up. And honestly, I and Caesar, we just do whatever is needed for that day, or whatever outreach or whatever ministry is going on that day. And so, yeah, that's kind of what I do.
And I'm Caesar. I'm from Tijuana. I wasn't born there, but I was raised there since 2 years old. And I'm I grew up in a really rough area of Tijuana. I have, the Lord let me go through really strong experiences building my testimony. But anyway, growing up, one of the missionaries from here, Pastor Ron Brink, planted a church in the community where I grew up, Calvary Chapel Granjas. And that's how I get to know the Lord, and also how to know Calvary Chapel. And through that, years later, got to have some strong experiences also because of my environment, but at the same time in ministry, being in that environment too affected the people serving there. So I had to see in some of that, but eventually the Lord, I kind of went away from the Lord and my faith, but the Lord brought me back. And I was in a point where I was serving at the church, but I didn't felt that I had a purpose. And I was like, Lord, tell me that this is what you want me to do. Tell me that you want me to clean toilets and arrange chairs forever, and I'll do it. But he eventually opened the door at the Awakened Discipleship and Training Center. And I took that step of faith, and I show up the beginning of 2017, took the church planting course. A week before I graduated, the Lord opened another door for me to stay and serve on what I'm doing now. And yeah, I got there 2017, never left. And that's also how I met Melody. She, St. George organized a mission trip to go to San Vicente. And she was there and I was there. We didn't talk, but that's where we saw each other for the first time, or she saw me. But no, but then she went to a Christmas trip, and that's where she was the only youth. So I was like, oh, cool. I was used to, because of my community, I was used to teams going often. But we started talking, and yeah, she texted me first. And then, yeah, I was just like, hey, I just give my life to the Lord. He's opening doors. And so, yeah, I give him my feelings. I give him my life. I give him everything. So I just, if this friendship becomes something that is not honoring the Lord, we're going to have to stop this. And she say, yep, same thing for you. And I was like, okay. And eventually the Lord made this friendship something deeper. And of course, he opened the doors for us to get married, 2 years after we first met. And we knew that we were going to get married, like 4 months, 5 months into this friendship. But we knew that the Lord wasn't calling us to date. So we never dated. We dated when we got engaged. But we needed to trust him, because I was just some kid in Granjas, going to high school in my bicycle for like a few miles and going back and cleaning the church. And she was a youth girl in St. George working at a pizza place and serving at the church. But a year later, we're serving
in a ministry that we didn't know we were going to be a part of. She's in one office and I'm in the one next to it. So we just felt that that was the Lord telling us, okay, here you guys are, go for it. And we got married. She was an intern, came back here for a year. She went there in February 2018. And what, 6 months, 8 months later, we got engaged. And December 2018, we got married. And we've been serving as a couple, a married couple, since then at the Awakened Discipleship and Training Center. But yeah, that's very cool. So we are lucky and blessed enough to be part of a ministry, and this is the Awakened Discipleship and Training Center. It has four ministries, and Melody is going to explain the first one of them.
So the first one is Vástagos. It means branches in Spanish. And wait, what did I just say?
Yeah, it means branches in Spanish.
It means branches in English. Okay. And sorry. Okay. And so this is the internship program that I took. And it's also the one that, is that thunder? Oh, okay.
It's a T-Rex outside. Don't worry about it.
Okay. So anyways, this internship program is the one that I got to be a part of and the one that D'Angelo shared on Sunday. And so basically what it is just for a program for people that want to get their feet wet in missions. And just kind of, they know that the Lord has called them to missions, but they're not really sure what the Lord has for them. So it's kind of a program just to kind of explain what is missions, what can I do in missions. And since it's not that far away, it's kind of easier for people to come. And so what do interns do? So they help out with a whole bunch of stuff. They help Meche in the kitchen. They help get beds ready, rooms cleaned for teams that are coming. They help Raul clean up the base, the training center. They just do a lot of hands-on things that everybody does at the training center. And so they also get to do Bible studies together. They get to do their own outreaches while they're there. So that could look like going to a children's home or just throwing on an outreach, like a soccer outreach or anything that's kind of going on at that time. This is a group of interns that we had last summer. It was a huge group. This is the biggest group of interns that we had. And something interesting is all of them are locals. They're not, because usually it would be like Americans coming down for an internship. But last year, all of these students are Mexicans. And so it was really, really neat to see them grow and kind of take that step of faith. That's not really a thing. To be a missionary or like to have missions in youth. So it's really awesome that the Lord is using the training center to kind of give opportunities and show them that missionaries is not just Americans. It's every single country. It's all over the world. Everyone can be a missionary. So something I wanted to share is this Bonnie in the middle. She is the intern coordinator. And she does a wonderful job coordinating and leading the interns throughout the summer or throughout the year. So Jared is the guy, and Eliana is the girl. And they were here the end of last year. And something really interesting is they weren't there for a long time. Eliana was only there for about 3 weeks. Two, 3 weeks, and then Jared was only there for maybe 5 months. But during that small time, the Lord did amazing things in their lives. Eliana, she is preparing to leave to go serve in Japan here in September, and that is something that the Lord showed her during her time with us. And she ended up getting connected with missionaries there through some of the missionaries where we serve. And also Jared, he has been serving faithfully in his church in Hermosillo. And he is going to be coming back to the training center to take the church planning course that we have. So I just kind of want to share with you that no matter the amount of time that the Lord has you there. He can do great things and really open their eyes to what he has for them.
And second minister that we're going to be sharing about is Niños del Rey, Kids of the King. And this is a local community outreach that we have there. So the how we provide for this is that we host teams too, but the money that is generated through that, we get to host or have this ministry. So what we do is that we work with a local elementary school. And so La Gloria is like up in a hill, and behind it there is something that we call ejidos. And this is a really, really rough community or colony that we call it in Spanish. There's a lot of drugs there. There's a lot of violence there. There's a lot of, you know, most of these the kids in these schools, they're from single mothers' homes. And, you know, mom has to work, so most of the time these kids are alone. And they struggle to learn, too. So what we do, Melody, is just starting to drive the van down the hill and picking up the kids, bring them back. And we offer them, we used to do it three times. We're trying to go back to it, but now we're doing it two times, Tuesdays and Thursdays. We give them a meal, and they just go there, leave their backpack, go into the dining room. There's already a meal for them. They eat, then they go out and play for a minute, and then they go upstairs to their classroom, where in whatever they're struggling with, there are three teachers and one intern helping them. There's 11-year-olds that can't read. There are some different ages that are struggling with different things, but with these teachers, they get to use specifically work with each one of them. Okay, you're struggling with math. Okay, we're going to do this today. Oh, you're struggling with that. We're going to do that today. And used to, you know, show them that a Christian way on how to teach or that patience that they might not be able to see at home or whoever will teach them. And something awesome is that the teachers of the school talk to some of our teachers and tell them, hey, you know, I know what you guys work with and I know what you guys are about, so I have this kid that is struggling with this and that. Could you guys take him? We pray about it, and if the Lord says yes, we do. And more than that, we also celebrate holidays with them. There is a Revolution Day with them, and that's Leo. He's new on our staff, and he's pastor of Calvary del Prado. That if you have gone to the Mexico mission trips, you probably met him. He's awesome, and that's Condris. And she's amazing, too, and Teres Gabriel. Those are the three teachers. And, yeah, we just host these events for them. Also, something they don't get to see often, these little parties. Again, that's Condris. She is amazing. I think a big part of the program is just her walking around the streets and just, hey, what's your name? Well, I'm this. Okay, can you need help? Yes, okay, come to our program. And that's how we end up with half of our kids. But, yeah, it's just something awesome. The purpose of this is to reach the parents through the program. And it's just, we celebrate also Mother's Day. And they come, we have a lunch for them, and they get to come and see what we're teaching their kids. And, you know, there is some people that worship the dead in this community, and they have come here and seen worship with us and let us pray for them, you know, opening doors through these kids. And, yeah, it's just amazing thing. We also do a Christmas celebration, that's Melody, where we get donations. We have the kids pick things for their parents, and we wrap them for them, and they get to go home and say, Mom, I got something for you. And, yeah.
Aren't they so cute? Okay, and then the next ministry that we're involved with is called Collective. It's the church planning school that I mentioned earlier. And so basically it is what it sounds like. It's a school for people that feel called to plant a church. There's a lot of different church planning programs, but specifically ours is it's very intensive. It's just a 7-week, 8-week thing. And you have two classes a week from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. plus outreaches. If you can see, we have different teachers each week. And this one, you could see that it's Pastor Jerry. He has come down and done classes. Last year, he was one of the favorite teachers last summer. And So basically, summer is very, very busy for us because we want to be a blessing for these students too, that they're there learning, trying to grasp everything that they can. So we try and be a blessing to them while they're there, making sure all their food is good to go, make sure they have transportation, make sure they got clean clothes, just things like that. And so last year we had about 14 students, and this year we're still accepting applications, so I'm not really sure how many people will be here, be at the training center yet for the church planting school. But ways that we're connected in this is summers are very busy in the accounting office. There are so many things to buy, so many things to return, and so I'm in there every single day doing what needs to get done. Caesar's running around trying to get this cable, trying to make sure this teacher has a translator, going out with Jeff to whatever he needs, the director. And also at that same time, we have teams. And so, yeah. Sorry.
Okay. Our teams ministry is called Bridges, and that's where I do a lot of translating for them and guiding them. We're planning for them. We're making sure everybody's drinking water. We're making sure nobody's offending anybody with their Spanish or their English. But yeah, it's just, we have had these past year 48 teams, and which is like a little bit over 600 people. And yeah, and they have gotten to ministry at children homes, local churches, convalescent homes, feeding programs, senior centers, repair projects at other campus and on people's houses and people's churches. And yeah, so what we do everything, most of it. This past year, we started to, how you say it, all the rest of the staff getting involved with. That way we can be part of the other ministries as well. But yeah, so we translate, we take photos, we do kids worship, we plan for them. And there is not really a team that will come to us and we don't have anything for them to do. If they use, we are three people and we want to work with senior citizens, sure, we'll find a way that they can just go and play and pray and sing for them, and we'll take care of that for them. We have other teams that, oh, we have this budget and we want to bless families, so we call the local churches, local ministries, and we arrange that for them. And yeah, Melody is usually not here. She's in the office taking care of all the finances, and I get to be out there having fun, taking photos and singing and translating for them. So yeah.
And something that we also do with teams is like, how can you guys be involved with teams? Is I know this church does trips to Mexico ever so often, and I know there's trips to North Africa, there's trips maybe in the future to Thailand, and so I think it's a really cool experience to just have that time with the Lord and just seeing how big the world is and just being the hands and feet of Jesus. And so there are a few other stuff that Caesar and I do other than these ministries is we've started doing worship at different events, and today was the third time we've ever done it. But and so we're probably going to start, just seeing what opportunities come up. Caesar also translates at our church, Calvary Chapel Tijuana. The first service is bilingual, so Caesar's up there with our pastor translating into Spanish, and that has been a really a big blessing to the people in the church and also me. And something else that I've got to be a part of is a women's Bible study with some other missionary women. And so that has been a huge blessing to me that I get to have a group of friends finally. And but yeah.
Yeah. And how Pastor Jerry was sharing, there is also, you know, hard times that we have, but we've been blessed enough that Melody was feeling lonely for a while, and the Lord brought women missionaries to serve with us, and the Lord showed them to prepare this Bible study, and now she get to have a group of friends. It's kind of the same thing. Go ahead.
And also locals, too. My best friend now, her name's Yadith. She does not speak English, and so it's been really fun. She's my Spanish teacher as well, and she's been doing good. She challenges me so much, and I really feel like I'm advancing in my Spanish, and she's a really, really good friend. She's actually Leo's wife. He's the pastor of Del Prado. So since they've been serving with us, we get to share an office together. So the Lord kind of brought her there, and Bonnie, and we all get to talk in the office, and it's hard to get work done sometimes. But yeah, it's the Lord has really blessed me in that.
So yeah, we get to do this. It's a blessing to be a part of a ministry. I know a lot of the missionaries here, they use Go and whatever the Lord shows them to do, that's what they do. We're blessed enough that there's a ministry that has like structure and ministries and kind of like branches and all that. So that makes to serve really easy. But that's what we do. We just serve. I do the photography and translation and guiding, and Melody does accounting. But every single day in every single ministry, if one of the kids is having trouble in NDR, I got to talk to them and share with them, and being able to tell them but there is hope, and there is God, and He is your Father, and you know, guide them through that. Same thing with Melody, with some of the interns that they don't know really what to do. They're nervous about their future. They feel lost, and Melody gets to share with them, you know what? I feel lost at some point, but yeah, the Lord, even through all the difficulties that we experience, He makes these divine appointments, these really special moments that we get to, okay, that's why He brought me here. Or that's why He let me go through that. So yeah, He's been faithful, and that's something that we can say through this year. It's been hard. There's, you know, the stuff with Ukraine and Russia, and we get to minister with them. We're still hosting them. Same thing with the kids every single day. The enemy doesn't rest, and so we can't either. So we're just serving and finding ways to minister to this community, to our community, and to the city of Tijuana. There is multiple Calvary chapels, but multiple Christian churches, but you know, there is still a need, and we just try to do our best, and when we see the need there, we cannot complain of much. So just want to say thank you, because again, how Pastor Jerry was saying, there is really rare what you guys have here. When we share with the other missionaries that we have a core group, and there is a group of people every single week praying for us, and that we get to come here and share with you guys what is happening there, and we get to be prayed for. They're usually, how do you get that, Lord? Or where do you find that? You know, they don't have that. So thank you so much. And yeah, we just thank you for being here, because we're there because you guys are here. And thank you for sending Melody, and thank you for adopting me, and just thank you for keeping us out there, because we are really, really grateful. And I'm sure the people that we minister are also really grateful. So thank you.
Wait, do you want to do questions?
Yeah, got a question.
Okay, if you guys just share that mic.
So this is our staff. We're missing Leo and Yadith because this picture was taken like, oh, they are there. Never mind. So yeah, this is the most recent picture. So that's us and our crew. And yeah, so they also pray for you guys too. We share different prayer requests that the church has, and we all get together and we pray for you. And so yeah, that's us. So if you guys have any questions.
Yeah, if you have questions, just raise your hand and I'll bring this mic around. I can get it kick-started. How is your Spanish learning going? So you said you had a Spanish teacher.
Muy bien,
how's it going?
Gracias. Yo entiendo mucho, ya. Y yo hizo una estudio bíblico con las mujeres de Ruth y es todo.
She did the Bible study, all in Spanish, and everybody understood, and she got questions and got to reply everything in Spanish. It was really cool. I wasn't there, but the lady told me it was really cool.
Thanks. What's unique about the cultural context there and sharing the gospel? It might be different than the context here.
I don't know. You want to go to that?
Sure. So, Tijuana, it has people from everywhere. It has people from all over Mexico. It has Haitians. There's also Ukrainians still, and there's Russians. And recently, there are people from the Middle East there. And so it's kind of, it always changes based on who we're ministering to or who we're doing an outreach for. From my experience, it's kind of, I feel like everybody there kind of knows who Jesus, what Jesus is, knows the concept of God. And so, but I feel like something we're called to do is to show and to tell them who the true God is, who we serve, that it's just Jesus and God, Holy Spirit. There's nothing else that needs to be done as long as you have a relationship with our Lord. That's it. So that's kind of something we like to share with the kids, because there's a lot of stuff in the world that does not teach that, and so that's something really important that I've noticed while being there.
Anyone else? Raise your hand. Oh, back here.
How old do you have to be an intern?
18. Are you 18? How old are you? 14? Talk to me in 3 years. No, but be praying about it. I started praying about it when I was still in high school, so.
For adding on to that, for short-term mission trips that we do here, you can go if you're younger on those short-term mission trips. You just need a parent's approval with you. Okay, any other questions?
Thanks. Melody, can you tell us a little bit about that huge, a convention? Or, it's lasted a couple of days last year where you guys coordinated. Do you know what I can't remember what it's called.
I forgot that happened, but thank you for reminding me.
I know, it was big.
We had a huge outreach. So I don't know if you guys know what it is, but there is a huge soccer stadium in Tijuana for their soccer team. Everybody's crazy for soccer there. And so it's huge. It's like, it can seat like 20,000 people. Awaken Las Vegas with the training center, we put on this huge evangelistic outreach. And so day one is they had a whole bunch of stuff available. They had clothing, dental work, they had free doctor visits. What else did they have? They had the eye doctor, clothes, haircuts, makeup, nails. If you can think of it, it was there. And so that was day one. And then day two is they had a huge concert in the stadium. And I think about 18,000 people showed up. And not all were Christians. And they got to have Evan Kraft there, which is, he's like a famous Spanish worship guy. And we also had this guy named Redimidos, right? He's just this Christian rapper guy that everybody knows. And so, yeah, it was a lot of fun. There were a lot of people that accepted the Lord for the first time. And so, but something cool about that is, like, you just don't go to an outreach, accept the Lord, and that's it. They got to have follow-up. So each person that accepted the Lord got a phone call and was like, hey, our church welcomes you. Like, you're invited to be with us. And so yeah, this kind of... Yeah, so it was a big blessing. It happened in November.
Mm-hmm. What would you say would be your biggest challenge on the mission field?
Oof, I only thought about it.
Go. Okay. I guess mine would be knowing when to rest, because I know we can keep going and going. This needs to be done, that needs to be done. But just the importance of rest and my time alone with the Lord, no distractions. That's something I've been learning a lot this past year. And also, it's hard for me to have people come to the base, we make a connection, and then they leave. So, like, the teams that come, we make a connection, they go back home. Our church planning students, they come for 2 months, create a friendship, and then they go home. So that's just something kind of that's challenging for me. And also, being away from here, being away from friends and family, and because life still goes on here for everybody, and life goes on for me. And so it's just... something I've been learning is trying to keep a connection with everybody. And so, yeah, that's something, that's multiple things that I kind of have a hard time with.
Yeah, I feel like kind of same thing than her. Just having a, sounds kind of bad, but like having a strong relationship with the Lord, and we get to be his hands and feet every single day. And I don't know, it's hard to... I don't know, that line is really fitted on you're checking a box or you're doing it because that's what you're there for, you know? So yeah, or we get to share Bible studies or teach in some areas. So you know the difference, was that my time with the Lord or was my time studying? I feel that's something that I struggle with. Because yeah, you're already out there, you're already, you know, Bible every day, ministry every day, and to difference, to see the difference between ministry and your personal relationship with the Lord, which, you know, that's how the enemy gets you. I think that's a challenge, but I feel that we're doing every day just trying to be better at it, you know, set times for prayer, times for reading, apart from ministry, apart from what we do. Because again, when there's teams, there's sometimes we have to make breakfast at 5, 6 a.m. and turn off their bonfire at 10, 11 p.m. And we have to make time.
Caesar, this is kind of personal, but I wondered about your dad or your mother.
My mom is, she's doing as good as she can. My dad passed away a few years ago, and it's still, there is a lot of legal process on it. Yeah. So we need to relive that every single time. We have to deal with all the paperwork and see all those photos.
Yeah.
And my mom is trying just to catch on with life and trying to go to school.
Yeah.
But she's...
Well, can we pray for her?
Please, yeah.
Please, what's her name?
Veronica.
Mabrenka?
Veronica. Veronica.
Veronica.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, she's trying to go to school. She's just graduated from being a medical assistant. And yeah, I got to talk to her a few days ago and pray for her. And she's kind of dealing with she made some bad decisions that made me put a lot of distance between us. But I got to just tell her how I really felt, and which is something good. I told her I
I had to forgive myself and forgive her and forgive my dad.
Yes.
And I told her that it was her turn to do that. She needed to forgive herself, and I told her that I love her and that I don't have any hard feelings for her. And she cried, and we prayed, and she's encouraged, and I'm encouraged. And we know that the Lord has a plan for me and for her and for us. So,
okay. Yeah. She'll be in my prayer book.
Thank you.
I see all the traffic down there coming across the border. How long does it take you to get across the border?
We are extremely blessed to have a sentry, which is like a fast pass. Yeah. So I have a visa, so this is like a second visa. For us, it takes us from 30 minutes to 50 minutes, but usually it will take. And there's three lanes, is general, ready, and sentry. So general and ready, they usually take minimum an hour, most, I don't know, a couple of weeks. No, like 6 hours max, yeah.
All right. Thank you guys for being so open and transparent for questions. Oh, this last question, then we'll go on to prayer.
Primeramente quiero felicitarlos.
I want to congratulate you guys
por el servicio que le dan al Señor.
For the service that you guys give to the Lord.
Mi pregunta es,
my question is,
¿qué piensan en su futuro?
What do you guys think for your future?
¿Qué deseo tienen?
What's your guys' desire?
¿Seguir ahí?
Continue there?
¿O tienen otros planes? ¿O tienes otros planes para el servicio al Señor?
Or have other plans for the service of God?
Siento que, and I'll give you, siento que al ser un misionero tienes que saber que no puedes tener planes.
Knowing as a missionary you can't really have plans.
Así que solamente queremos servirle al Señor en cada puerta que él abra.
We just want to serve the Lord in each door that opens.
Así que en sí no hay plan, pero cuando el Señor nos muestre el siguiente paso, es el paso que vamos a dar.
There's not really a plan, but if the Lord shows us where the next step is, then we'll take it.
All right. Thank you guys for... Okay, so we will move into a time of prayer. We have these prayer circles all around, and we want to just spend the next 25 to 30 minutes praying for our workers across the world. So in the back there, we have the workers in Mexico. Back in that corner is England. Up here is North Africa, and over here is Thailand. So if you guys would, you can get up, you can go choose whatever circle, and then the core group leaders there will guide you through which workers there and stuff like that.